Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started. It's season three of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, and today we're going to share 10 keto mom or keto dad lifestyle hacks to make low-carb living easier.
Well, early in my weight loss journey, I gave up trying to be a perfect mom. I really had to learn to put myself first. This change did not come about overnight. I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I sent my kids to school, in pajamas on picture day, among many other things. And caring for myself, you know what? Caring for myself while trying to care for other people, I felt like it was such a juggling act. And I really had to learn a lot of tricks to keep that juggling going and to keep my keto mom lifestyle intact. But mainly, the biggest lesson was learning to intentionally drop some of those balls.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I used to think that, you know, dieting was separate from my role as a mom or a dad, but those two intersect, like, cause you have to feed your kids, you have to teach your kids how to eat healthy, you have to role model for your kids, you know, and think about their wants and needs. So you can't really separate those very easily. So I am all about some tips and tricks to do this, you know, the right way that takes care of me, but also takes care of my kids. So before we get to these fun tips and tricks, let's take a quick break.
Awesome. Well, one keto lifestyle hack that helped me to lose 140 pounds, and I talk about this here, is to keep a short list of pantry staples on hand in my kitchen at all times. That way I was prepared and ready for anything at a moment's notice. And I share that familiar list in the low-carb favorites that I use to make 100 new recipes in the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook. And just so you know, if you pre-order the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook between now and May 31st at the end of the month, that's 2021, in case you're listening later in life, if you pre-order this cookbook, you will be able to enter your receipt details on my website to receive a free limited edition water bottle, and it's red and it's super cute, and I'm giving away 100 of these at random to all the people who pre-order and register their details at dirtylazyketo.com/book. So it really helps to pre-order, and I appreciate your support, and it helps retailers decide if they're going to actually carry the book. But you can order or pre-order on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through your local bookstore. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Okay, so let's get started with our top 10 keto lifestyle hacks for busy keto moms and keto dads.
Well, the first lifestyle tip that we want to share is that you're not special. Now, I know that sounds really obnoxious. It sounds really obnoxious, right? But I want you to repeat after me when you talk to your family. You tell the children, you tell the spouse, you tell the dog, you tell everybody, hey, you're not special. You don't get special treatment around here. Successful keto moms and successful keto dads have got this part down. They don't cater to the whims of like individual preferences and picky eaters in their family, right?
Right. And I've learned that you don't serve your kids well by doing that, because then when they go off on their own or to other people's houses, they can't cope because they don't have their special ketchup to put on everything or their special this or that. So we're not doing them any favors actually by enabling all their little picky habits and their, you know, their really kind of ridiculous needs sometimes.
No, they're totally ridiculous. And you know, this allows you to have more time for yourself, really. That's why we're offering this as a special tip for number one, is to tell those kids and spouses, hey, you're not special. I'm not going to be catering to your every whim. And it's funny you mentioned about the kids, because I had a little boy come over for a sleepover once, and his mom came by like three times with the snack, with the special dinner he needed to have, with his nighttime snack, with his breakfast, like custom-made pancakes and the bit. I'm like, are you serious? Like, what is that doing for her? She had no time for herself. She was so busy driving back and forth and making sure this child had all these ridiculous, and it wasn't an allergy. Yeah. Okay, that's totally different. We're talking about just picky.
Yeah, I mean, if they're diabetic, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're talking just the usual, like, picky, picky, fussy for no reason. And it doesn't help them in life. It hurts them in life, really, because they're going to go to the cafeteria and not like anything of the choices there, or like other people's houses, or, you know, even later on in life, they won't learn to explore and try new things. So, totally. Yeah, I mean, you know, and I don't say, force them to eat things. Like, I'm not a parent who says you have to eat your whole plate, because I think that's not healthy either. But offer it and don't have a bunch of options. You say you have this and that.
It's like, hey, you're not special. We're not going to be catering to every single thing that you want. And this goes for spouses too, especially if you're, you know, trying to eat healthier and you're doing more dirty, lazy keto meals. What I found is that offering a family style kind of buffet when it comes to mealtime, I offer, like, for example, last night at dinner, I had turkey burgers on a platter, buns were separate, a bowl of green beans, and then a separate thing of pasta salad. So I didn't make all those things. My daughter made the pasta salad, but I had choices, and then everyone can kind of serve themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did too. Like a meat dish, and then I had two veggie sides, and they could choose whatever. And if they wanted a bread or something with it, they had that too. So it was, you know, still had some choice, but limited.
That's perfect. Well, that's a great tip. Number one, what's our number two?
I really like number two, which is rely on routines, because kids, everybody, not just kids, need a routine. We actually cope better when we know what to expect and we have our routines. So for us and the kids, have a day that you grocery shop, a day that you decide on what you're going to get, a day that you exercise. And, you know, even a regular meal time, those are super helpful for kids to have that structure, and us too. Like, you know, that way we, if we know we're doing a 5 o'clock dinner every day, then you can, you know, plan your day around it so that you don't get all flustered, you know, not knowing what to do at 7 o'clock at night with everybody starving.
Right. Those are really healthy routines. Mm-hmm. And we're not just talking about like making our kids happy. Really, to be a successful keto mom or keto dad, you're making yourself happy. So having those routines in turn, like you said, it levels the expectations. Everybody knows like when they're going to eat, kind of Taco Tuesday, or Friday's our day off and we go out to eat, or, you know, it just, establishing those routines makes everyone kind of relax and be able to plan around it and have more me time. Because then I know, like, Friday night at my house, I don't cook. So I can relax and not stress and have more me time and more time for, you know, the things I'm interested in and not just cooking dinner.
Yeah. So if you don't have a routine, make one. Sit down.
Yeah,
and make
a routine.
One. Yeah.
And think about how they can benefit you. I think that's really the twist here.
Exactly. Like, if you need more than one day off cooking, then create a routine that where you have that.
There you go.
Or if you need more convenience food day, you know, like there's a day where you just buy the already made chicken or whatever, you know, the rotisserie chicken that we all do, you know, make that every Wednesday or whatever.
Perfect.
So yeah. And what works for you. Okay. Number three is just order it.
Just order it, Tamara. You taught me this one.
I know. I probably do this too much.
No, I think it's brilliant. I remember we were walking one time and you were talking about your son was first going to college or later in college. I remember you guys ordered a couch online and had it delivered to his apartment. And I'm like, that is the smartest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because here I am always trying to drive around, waste my Sundays doing errands. You know what I mean? Like, why am I doing that? A successful keto mom makes time for herself and doesn't waste time doing a necessary zip, zip, zip to 12 different stores.
Yes. And it's not that costly now, especially recently. There's a lot more online grocery delivery or food delivery for almost the same price. So there's not even the money excuse. You can have stuff conveniently just brought right to your door. And it does save you a lot of stress and hassle.
A lot of reduction in stress. And it's not just, you know, having a couch delivered, like you're saying, it can be the food, it can be your groceries, like even Walmart, Safeway, the grocery stores nowadays, you can order your food online and then drive to a parking spot. They'll bring it to your car. That saves you a lot of unnecessary hassle where you can start building more time in your schedule for yourself.
Yes, it's great. So just order it. Love that one. Number four is to say no, and you have, and mean it.
I think I also got this from you, Tamara. You've been such a role model for me throughout our friendship, and I think we've known each other, what, 10, 11 years now?
Yeah.
But you're really good about, like, saying no, setting boundaries, and protecting the time that you need for your work or your personal life, and just making sure people know that and being very clear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and when it comes to food and eating too, I noticed this is one I'm working on because, like, my daughter's becoming an adult, but she still will fall back on kid things like, "Mom, can you make breakfast?"
We've been talking about this one for a while, Tamara.
I know. I'm like, honestly, I'm having trouble letting go. I think because I want her to be little. And the problem is that then I get resentful. I'm like, I'm doing everything. I'm making all the meals. And it's like, well, girl, set some boundaries and stick with it, you know? So like today on the way to school, she forgot her mask, right? So I just pulled over and I said, run back. And she's like, no, drive back. And I'm like, no, run back.
Go get that exercise.
It was only like, you know, 100 feet, but I'm like, okay. You know, it was more convenient for her to run rather than me to try to flip an illegal U-turn. And so she ran back, but that was one of those times where I'm saying, you know, I have to protect my time and my energy. And when it was her mistake. Does that make sense?
It is. And it's funny how you're still rationalizing it and explaining it to yourself. I feel like you're really defending yourself instead of like empowering yourself that was okay. So I just want to say that was okay, Tamara.
Thank you.
You're kind of going in a circle there. And I'm like, it's okay.
I know. Sometimes I feel like I need permission to set boundaries that are in my interest and not my daughter's.
Yeah, it's tricky too, because I think our, you know, successful keto moms and dads, you know, we worry about how the other parents will see us and how our kids will see us, and we want to make everyone happy. But I'm thinking about last week, my son had a water polo game and the parents were invited to watch. But there was like 6-8 games, you know, there's JV, there's varsity, there's girls, there's this, there's that. It's like this whole day affair. And I had other things that I needed to do for work and for the podcast and just for myself. Like I needed to cook dinner. I wanted to prep for the next day. So I told my child, I'm happy to come and watch your game and then I'll be leaving. And it was like a big to-do. Like, what do you mean you're just coming to my game? All the other parents come for the whole thing. I'm like, well, I'm not like the other parents. I'm going to set a boundary. And it made me a little unpopular, and maybe it embarrassed him that I arrived at the time for his game and then left. But I'm like, I was thinking about this episode. I wanted to say no, mean it, set a boundary, and protect some time that I needed to make sure I was going to be a healthy keto mom.
Yeah. And I think, too, part of it is that, and I have to remind myself, is that we're not their best friend. Like, so if we make them mad or they get, you know, upset, it's okay sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
I met a mom the other day who told me she's been driving her kids to play a sport that we don't have in our community. And I was like, well, where is that? You know, and she said it was like an hour away. And I'm like, you drive an hour away back and forth so that your kid can do this particular sport. And it was funny because the conversation was interesting because I could tell she was really proud of that. And I hope she's not listening because she'll totally figure out who she is. But she was really like proud of that she was driving her kid back and forth to this hour away sport. And meanwhile, I was thinking, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that's not a good use of your time as a keto mom, standing up for yourself and your health. I don't see how that's going to work, like long term, driving back and forth like that. Now, I get that this might be a source of, you know, criticism from other parents listening, but this is what has worked for me. So for me, I don't have enough time in my day to include an hour there and back and then sitting around while a child plays sports. I don't think that's going to be the best use of my time for me and my children.
Yeah. I think you have to weigh the sacrifices you're willing to make. And here's the lesson for me in that is that it's unfortunately the mom, sometimes the dad, but usually the mom who's expected to make the sacrifices. But I would say in return, she should ask her child to make sacrifices for her. So later on, then they shouldn't expect these, you know, elaborate meals or other kinds of of her time when she's giving it here. Like, you give it here, you give it there. But in the end, you should be getting your time at some place. You know what I mean?
It's a real tricky balance.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I kind of like what you said about having the kids expect things later, or the family maybe looks at the later, because that leads us to our number five tip for successful keto moms and dads, which is to get everyone off the couch.
Right.
Get off the couch, people. It is time to participate. Everybody.
Yeah. Why are you doing all the dishes, all the laundry, all the errands? No, that stuff can be divided. Even little kids, you can teach them young to, you know, do age appropriate things like pick up their toys.
Yeah. You can teach the spouse these things too, by the way. It's not just the children that I think we're talking about here. You know, moms and dads, the spouse needs to participate equally. And it doesn't matter who's working outside the house, who's not. We all have to do our part in order for a keto mom or a successful keto dad to like eat healthy and maintain their lifestyle. Because you can't do both. You cannot do it all. You can't.
No, you can't. It takes a village. To get everything working. It's
the village, people. And get grandma involved if you need to.
Right. I know. As my mom used to say, you know, if you make you make a mess, so you have to clean it up. Like, you have a part in it. It's like, you know, and we don't want to raise children or have spouses who expect to be waited on like you're a servant. Like, there's nothing worse than feeling like everybody's servant. Mm-mm. So that's a role you put yourself in often.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's 100% self-inflicted. You know, it's the martyr thing. It's like, well, I'm taking care of my aging parents and I'm working full time and I'm this and I'm that. That's why I can't, you know, chop vegetables to eat today.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how does that make any sense? Like, I don't think so. I'm going to call you on that one, because getting people off the couch and getting people involved, however unconventional that might look, it just has to be done. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
And you can make a way. You can. It's hard, but you can find the time to either hire someone or to sit down with the family and say, let's make a little task chart or whatever it is. So number six, this is very you.
This is totally me.
I know. Take intentional shortcuts, man. Dirty, lazy shortcuts. Woohoo.
I'm all about the shortcuts. You were hinting at some of those earlier. I'm all about the shortcuts.
Yeah. Like, but go ahead.
No, I was going to say, like, you know, taking shortcuts, especially with food, you know, people have this belief that eating healthy you have to be so perfect. You have to be organic and buy, you know, all these specialty ingredients and go to Whole Foods and spend your whole paycheck on all this organic crap. And then really all that makes you do is feel resentful, irritated. You feel like you're still not doing enough. I have found personally more success as a, you know, having a keto lifestyle that I've been able to maintain by taking shortcuts. Like, I buy a lot of pre-washed vegetables that are already in those packages you can microwave. You hinted at the rotisserie chicken earlier. I mean, are you doing this too, Tamara? Am I the only one?
Absolutely. No. In fact, the vegetables are a godsend, because it is a pain to, you know, chop them up and they're not ready when you need them. So the pre-washed veggies or pre-cut, totally. Rotisserie chicken. We just bought a rotisserie turkey the other day, which was awesome.
Woo!
I know, like, gotta find that one. Ribs, they have all kinds of things, you know, already done if you can find. And it's not just cooking too, it can be like laundry. I mean, you know, my kids were throwing stuff in the laundry hamper that weren't even really dirty. They wore it for like an hour, and I had to sit down and say, you know, you're creating more work by throwing stuff that isn't really dirty in there, because they're lazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know, they're just trying to clean up their room and then they throw it all in the, you know,
the hamper.
But it's things like, it's like, okay, then just wear it an extra day, you know, do the smell test.
Hey, these shortcuts are what keep us sane. And I think it's okay to give yourself that permission, like you mentioned earlier, to just embrace them and be okay with that. Yeah. Like, you don't need to buy line caught, you know, salmon or cage-free eggs. If that's not in your lifestyle or your budget, it's okay to go to the Walmart discount section and buy the $2 rotisserie chickens that are a day old, which I have discovered, by the way, is my new favorite section. Did you know there's a clearance food area at Walmart?
No, I gotta find that.
I'm serious.
It's already cheap.
So. I know. Well, chickens are already like, I don't know, depends on where you shop, like at Costco, yeah. $5, but at a grocery yeah. store, it could be $5 to $9. But at Walmart, yeah. they mark them down if they don't sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
$2.
Nice. Okay. Number 7 is to prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself for success. Yes. I mean, that's really what yeah. successful keto moms and dads do. If you look at the people who have, you know, living a healthy lifestyle, the people that we're role modeling and trying to be like, mm-hmm. you'll notice that they're prepared. They don't yes. like wait to the last minute and then get all freaked out and stressed and hangry and then end up at a drive-thru. Do they?
Yes. No. And in fact, we're dealing with that because my daughter's traveling for sports now that things have opened up. And I really put a lot of time, not just for her, does she have the waters and the Gatorades that she needs, but snacks for all of us. And again, that's one thing we can all do. Like I turn to her and say, okay, what snacks should we have for your tournament? What snacks should I have? And we don't just, you know, willy nilly, we do it days before because mm-hmm. otherwise I'll end up cheating. I'll be at those tournaments starving. And the only thing is, you know, nachos or whatever. So planning is crucial.
Planning is crucial. Planning ahead. Yeah. And it's not just for me, you know, a special event like a trip or a backpack mm-hmm. for my airplane ride or the movie theater, which everyone seems to be talking about online. But it also has to do with just leaving the house for a quick trip. Like I know you've mentioned in the past, you every time you're doing an errand or just getting in the mm-hmm. car, you're bringing water with you. And those things work. I keep snacks in my purse. I keep some things stored in the trunk of my car. Just to have my husband just put in a case of water in the back seat. He's like, why are we bringing in and out of the house? I'll just put a case right here. I'm like, genius. Like, why are we making it difficult on ourselves? That way you're not stopping to buy a Diet Coke at a drive-thru or coffee when you're tired. You already have a drink right there on, you know, in your car or in your hand ready to go.
Yeah.
It's a good trick. Great.
It is a great trick. What's number 8?
So number 8, I feel like when I look at successful keto moms and dads, some of the tips that they have about their keto lifestyle is one of them is that they move their body like all the time. They're always moving. They're not just waiting for like the quote unquote workout. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like they're doing activity all day long, every day, just like it's normal.
Yeah. And the whole family too, sometimes, you know, like let's walk to, you know, the school conference instead of getting in and driving 3 blocks.
Definitely. Yeah. A lot of the walking just for normal routines and chores.
Mm-hmm. And I also feel like it's such good role modeling for your kids. Like the other night I started doing some sit-ups while watching TV, which I haven't done in a while, but I noticed that then my daughter started doing sit-ups and I was like, oh, it's just such good role modeling, you know, like that you don't have to be so sedentary all the time.
Yeah. Now I hear you. And I know it can be tricky. Like some people will start to think, oh, it's a punishment to do all this exercise.
Yeah.
So one of the tricks I've learned, Tamara, is I start off whenever my mind goes down that path, I start off my brain by thinking I'm so lucky. Like, for example, I'm so lucky I get to carry in all the heavy groceries and no one is helping me. Because for me, I honestly tell myself this. I'm so lucky that my body is strong, that my arms are strong and fit, and that this is an extra way to like lift weights. And I'll tell myself that, whether I believe it, I don't know. But just little tricks like that. Like, I'm so lucky I can walk to the school every day to pick up my kids or drop them off. I'm so lucky that, you know, I can park a mile away and, you know, power walk up to the store. It's like telling yourself that you're so lucky to get to do these things, even, you know, bigger activities. It can just convince you that moving your body is a positive, normal thing to do all the time.
Yeah. And then it makes it a positive experience.
Yeah. So try it. I'm so lucky.
I know.
I should have put that as a tip. Huh?
I know, huh? Well, and I think just in general with approaching being a keto mom or a keto dad is just approaching it instead of negatively like, oh, these are the things I can't do. Instead say, look at what a great lifestyle we get to live and that we get to, you know, show our kids and our family. So. All right, number 9 is mini meal planning.
Mini
not just the big meal planning.
Mini. Because really, I mean, we often talk about meal planning as like this big arduous thing where you're planning weeks in advance, these calendars and all that crap. But really, successful keto moms and dads, they do the mini meal planning really well. They have healthy snacks prepped. They have things ready to go in the fridge. They have things planned a day in advance. right? They have like food available where the family can open up the fridge or the pantry and find great healthy things to eat quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's key, actually. Yeah. And the last one, this is one I use a lot, which is give the illusion of choice.
Tell me more about that. That's hilarious.
Like a parenting trick in general, not just around food and lifestyle, but you know, kids need to feel like they have control. And if they feel like you're coming in and you're saying you have to eat my way or the highway, what are they going to do? They're going to just immediately rebel. So this, you know, this is one of those parenting tricks where you give them choices, but really they're your controlled choices. So, you know, if you want them to eat vegetables, you don't say, do you want a vegetable? You say, hey, would you like broccoli or carrots? And so they feel like they have this big choice. Meanwhile, you're happy with either choice because you've really controlled the choices.
And you know, what's funny, Tamara, is after, you know, you shared this idea with me, I was doing a little bit more research and I learned this is actually a thing that like Costco does. Costco has a whole philosophy about the illusion of choice. Where do you? This is out there. You can find it on the internet where Costco intentionally limits the choices for their customers on different foods. That way the customer feels like they have an illusion of choice, but really there's like two things to choose from or three for the category.
That's so true.
So it's very effective.
Yeah, because I've actually complained because they only have two choices of coffee.
Right? And you're like, I need olive oil. There's two. Or, you know what I mean?
Know.
Yeah, there's
and
an
I
illusion
want the
of
third
choice.
Brand. And I, yeah.
They're like, go somewhere else. This
but
is
you
Costco.
Know, there are actually a lot of places are that way, not just Costco, by the way. I just found that out with like Home Depot. Same thing. Like, you think you have all this choice of tools, but really they only carry two brands.
And you it's know. Smart. So apply, you know, successful keto moms and dads, they apply the same technique. Like Tamara said, in their own lifestyle, they tell themselves these things too. Like, hey, this morning, I'm either going to go for a bike ride or do yoga. Which one should I do? That's an example of giving yourself the illusion of choice. And that's what successful people do that maintain a healthy lifestyle.
Awesome. Well, I'm curious how our listeners have had success living the keto lifestyle while parenting. Email us at Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or through Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. If your comment is read on the air during season 3, contact Stephanie to receive a prize. Now, before we get to our final hacks, let's take our last break.
Awesome. And I am getting some folks contacting me for those prizes, so that's really fun. Be sure to listen at the end of the episode if we read your comment. So today, for today's break, I want to do a recipe call out. And this is coming from the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook. So Tamara, you will laugh at this one because after ordering the same delicious salad at my favorite lunch spot over and over, this is a lunch spot right near where you work, I decided to make my own version at home and then also include it inside the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook. So this is on page 84 for once your book arrives, and it is called, let's see if Tamara can guess, this is the cold noodle, well, it's called the cold noodle-ish salad, built off of one of our favorite lunch spots, and it's perfect for a hot summer day when you don't feel like cooking. It's made with only 5 main ingredients, and the full recipe, if you want to start trying it right now, here's a little secret trick for you. If you go to Amazon, the detail page, like, and you type in the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook, right under, if you click the thumbnail image of the cover of the book, there's actually free recipes behind it. And one of those free recipes is the cold noodle-ish salad. And it's there, the whole recipe for you for free. So order your copy today of the Dirty Lazy Keto 5-Ingredient Cookbook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever you like to shop for books.
Thanks, Stephanie. Oh, I can't wait to try the noodle salad. I'm so glad you did that because their noodles are amazing there. I know right where you're talking about. Okay. So let's end the episode by sharing our favorite hacks for a healthy lifestyle while being a parent.
Well, we want to make this lifestyle doable. And my hack, my final dirty or lazy story for you, I call this my monkey see, monkey do. So I've been pleasantly surprised to find that my kids are starting to mimic my healthy keto lifestyle choices. Never forced any of my choices on them, never pushed my lifestyle. Let's be honest, they would never listen to anything I would say, right? Kids never do. But my actions really have spoken so much louder than words, and being a positive role model for my family, well, for me, it's a huge motivator to just keep on going.
Awesome. My hack has to do with, I think, control again and the illusion of control. So this is another hack for doing that, because I get a lot more resistance and complaints when I don't involve the meal kids in the meal plan. So what I've learned to do is at the weekends when I'm making out the grocery list, I actually ask them, hey, what's your input for what you want for your school lunch or for dinner that week? And I don't always necessarily give them everything they want, but I, you know, we do some negotiation and I'll say, oh, okay, you feel like tacos? Tacos sounds great. Let's do Taco Tuesday. But then I'll find a way to maybe ketify that in a way that we all, you know, can benefit from it. So this is drastically reduce complaints and give everybody a sense of, you know, control.
Love it. Well, the big message, the big takeaway here, folks, is that we feel like the secret behind every successful keto mom or dad is that they live this healthy lifestyle all day, every day. It's the number one priority. It's not something they do on a Monday or in January or after a vacation. Successful keto moms and dads lead this lifestyle permanently. So we hope that some of our tips are something that you can incorporate into your life as well.
And are you enjoying Dirty Lazy Girl Podcasts? Show your support by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on YouTube, give us a thumbs up, leave a comment, and subscribe to our channel.
And we love reading your comments and reviews. In fact, I have a couple here from some listeners. And this is actually from YouTube, and it was written on below the How to Eat Healthier podcast. And that was a part one and part two. And it was about how to eat healthy food inspired by Gretchen Rubin. It's available for you to watch. And we have two comments. One's by Denise. She wrote, I am a rebel. I would bring a sandwich bag of snacks and treats in my purse. LOL. Who knew there was a snack backpack or a snack purse for the movies? So thank you, Denise, for catching that funny story. And Barbara said on the same below episode about how to eat healthy and change eating habits, Barbara G, she said, you two make learning fun. Sharing even those embarrassing moments helps to keep it real. Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.